On today's Lely Radio Sports page, visiting with current St. Anstruther High School football coach Drew Clevenger and former PCM grad. Coach, you know, you recently received an honor of being inducted into the Iowa Football Coaches Hall of Fame. Can you kind of start off our conversation a little bit, kind of talking about what that award means to you and that achievement?
Well, I don't think anybody gets into this business or coaching thinking something like that can happen. There's a lot of people in the Hall of Fame that I look up to and respect a lot. So it's very humbling, I guess I would say.
You know, you've been at St. Andrew since 2000, and that's kind of been your spot for your entire career there as a head football coach. Can you kind of talk about what's so special about that place and really what has made you stay that long?
You know, I guess when I came up here, I actually came up in 1998 and was an assistant for 2 years, and my plan was always to leave and go back more towards Central Iowa where I grew up from. And it just so happened the head football job came open in 2000, and I've been here since then. You know, I've had some opportunities to look around and leave, but just never seemed to be the right fit or the right time. And I guess now just pretty ingrained here in the community. And my oldest daughter has graduated from here and have 3 other kids that are in the system here. So it's just been a good fit for me in terms of professional and in terms of raising a family.
You know, you're a graduate of PCM High School, which has had, you know, great football tradition over the last several years. Can you kind of talk about, you know, from your playing time there, kind of what were some of those things that you maybe took away from a player at PCM or just growing up in the Monroe area?
Yeah, Monroe was a great place to grow up. I was in, came through during the time period where we were kind of going through the whole consolidation phase. The high school in Monroe burnt down when I was in fifth grade. And we began to share at least school with PCM, with Prairie City, but we weren't fully consolidated yet. So it was kind of odd. You'd go to school with kids during the day, then play them in extracurricular activities after school. The full consolidation came my junior year of high school where all sports were fully consolidated. And, you know, I'm really proud to be from that area. I'm proud to be a Mustang. You know, one of the first things I do when I get in from a game on Friday night back in the coach's office is, you know, there's always a couple scores that I check, and PCM is one of them. And then Dowling Catholic with Monroe native Tom Wilson coaching there as well. So I had the good fortune of having outstanding teachers and coaches at PCM. The football coach when I was there was Brian Hazelton, and he certainly made a big impact on my life. And he always seemed like he had a lot of fun doing his job, so it kind of got me interested and put me on the path that I ended up on as well.
You know, between what you've been able to do with St. Ansgar and what Coach Tom Wilson's done at Dowling and Greg Bonnet at PCM, is it kind of neat kind of having that trio of guys? And I know there's another one in there as well that have, you know, all come from the same area and have had such success at the high school coaching level.
Yeah, it is really it's a neat thing. I think it speaks to the quality education that we received, whether it was at Monroe or PCM, speaks very well about some of the people that influenced, you know, Tom and influenced me and influenced Greg and led us on the path that we went down. And and I'm really proud of the job that Greg has done at PCM since he's been back there. He was 2 years younger than me, so I knew him really well in high school, and he was a tremendous player in high school and then later in college, and he's done really great things at PCM since he's been back there.
You know, you mentioned that you went to St. Andrew in 98 as an assistant and then take over that head coaching job. Kind of what was the connection that sent you to that area? You know, I'm from Mason City myself, and, you know, even though it's both in Iowa, the landscape and the area and the people, they're different in Central Iowa, even in North Iowa.
Yeah, I really hadn't heard anything about St. Andrew before I came up here. I knew Matt Sherman was from here, who was a quarterback at Iowa. He's graduated high school the same year I did, and I've gotten to know him over the years. So what brought me here was a job. You know, I had interviewed at several places around the state looking for a social studies teaching job and at that time an assistant football coaching job, and had some offers of places I didn't really want to be and had some places I wanted to be that I didn't get the job offer coming out of college. And, you know, I was debating even canceling my interview before I came up to St. Ansgar because I figured it would not hold what I was looking for. But, I remember coming up here on my interview, and the town was really nice compared to a lot of other places I'd been to. And I really liked the administrator who was here at the time. And I guess I was just fortunate that they saw something in me and offered me a teaching job and an assistant football coaching job. And as it worked out, 2 years later, the head job came open, and I was fortunate to get it. I probably wasn't worthy of getting it at that time. I was 25-year-old, really just kid, and didn't know what I didn't know. But fortunately, it's all worked out for me.
You know, kind of just the reality of the world we live in now is, a lot of small towns throughout Iowa and, the entire state, they're just really trying to keep their head above water. What has been a really solid coaching philosophy or maybe the most important coaching philosophy you've had over the years that is able to maintain the success you've been able to have there?
I think kids want and need discipline in their lives, whether it's just on the football field or in the classroom. So we hold our kids to high expectations and our kids do a great job of working towards those expectations. Kids in St. Ansgar, they're not afraid to work. What I'm really proud of is over the years that I've been here, they exemplify toughness and hard-nosed football and mental discipline consistently on the playing field. A lot of that philosophy goes back to what I experienced as a player when I was in high school. And certainly Tom was a big help to me when I took over at age 25. I like I said, I didn't know what I didn't know, and Tom was a real key resource for me as I was kind of figure out what type of culture I wanted to implement here. And I guess I'm just fortunate that kids have kind of bought into what I wanted to do and what the coaching staff here wanted to do. And we've been able to have a pretty good run for the last 25 years.
And you've two kind of in the same neck of the woods, two really successful and great football programs with St. Ansgar and West Hancock, not too far away from you. I know that's kind of been a rivalry with you guys over the year. Can you talk about the success of those two schools, being somewhat close together and you guys having the opportunity to play each other a lot?
Yeah, you look at schools like West Hancock, whose, tradition exceeds ours. Bob Sanger, who I coached against, I don't know, six times, I think. I got to know real well. I saw him speak at a clinic maybe when I was a second or third year coach, and not so much X's and O's, but just in terms of how he ran his program and how he was able to command respect from his kids and how he, what he wanted for his kids really stuck with me then. So I got to know Bob well and really enjoyed him, liked him as a person. Obviously his track record speaks well, speaks for itself. And then I've gotten to know Mark over the years. I'm old enough that I remember when Mark was actually a senior in high school. We didn't play in football, but he was a state champion wrestler. And I remember he was a really good discus thrower, and he also ran on their 4x4 team, so just a tough kid. And since he's been back, I've got to know him. And while we're not great friends, we're friends in the coaching business, and I respect him a lot and always enjoy visiting with him. I think West Hancock and St. Ansgar are great examples of if you find what works for you, stick with it. There's really no reason for towns in our part of the state to be consistently good, I guess. We're not necessarily growing like the suburban schools or the exoburbs that are a little further out from the metro areas here, but if you have a plan and a culture that you can establish, kids will buy into it, and you can have pretty good programs there. And I'm sure Mark at West Hancock and certainly me here at St. Ansgar would be the first one to say, kids win football games. I've never made a tackle for St. Ansgar. I've had the good fortune to have a lot of good kids come through here during my time and good players. And, kids are ultimately the ones who win football games, but coaches can help instill a culture, and coaches can put kids in the best position to succeed.
Well, Coach Clevenger, kind of before we close, with you being chosen for the Iowa Football Coaches Hall of Fame, you're knocking on the door of 200 wins. That certainly would put you in elite company if you're not there already. Is that something that's in the back of your mind, or is it just kind of one of those parts of the ride that have been fun to enjoy as you've gone along?
You know, I don't, like I said, when I began this journey, I didn't have any of that stuff in mind. It's just I've had the good fortune to coach some really great kids and have some good football teams. And if you, I guess if you do it long enough, numbers start to pile up a little bit for you. So yeah, there's you know, I don't have any numbers in mind or anything like that. I just I'll continue to do this job as long as I enjoy it and as long as they'll have me, I guess.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time today and congrats on all your success there at St. Ansgar, and I'm sure we'll talk at some point down the road.
All right. Thanks for having me.